Hello. Good evening. My name is Luis. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We aren't selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. So,
how long will this take?
Just a couple of minutes. It won't take too long.
Okay, I'm sure you're not telling the truth, but go ahead.
Okay. In this case, do you or does any member of your household work for radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agent? Okay.
No.
So, with which of the following political parties are you registered, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. So, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, for local offices in Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff and Supervisor of Election on Tuesday, August the 20th? Are you going to vote, not very likely to vote, or you will not vote at all?
When is this?
That's going to be on August the 20th.
And that's for what?
That's for a Florida State Legislature, like for offices in Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff and Supervisor.
Yeah, I'll vote for that. Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Thank you. So just to record your answers, what is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you. And may I ask your age?
71.
Thank you. So, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? Housing and property insurance costs, taxes and county government spending, corruption in county government, traffic and congestion, inflation and cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, or overdevelopment?
How about telling me them again?
So housing and property insurance cost, taxes and county government spending, corruption in county government, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, or overdevelopment?
Crime and public safety.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public official in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of any of this person, you can indicate that as well. So I'm going to say their name, and you can just say very favorable if you're very favorable opinion about this person, or just say no opinion at all, or just very unfavorable, depending on your opinion. So Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Okay. Francis Suarez?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Joe Sanchez?
No opinion.
Okay, Mario Knapp?
No opinion.
Okay, Kevin Moreno Cabrera?
No opinion.
Thank you. Jose Aragu?
That's for sheriff, right?
Yep.
Favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Thank you. Rosanna Cordero Stott?
No opinion.
No opinion. And last, Ernesto Rodriguez?
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. So, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices, such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. If the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Fournette, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Caspin Bishop, Ernesto Rodriguez, Joe Sanchez, Jeffrey Giordano, Roman De La Rua, Rolando Riera, Jose Aragu, Ignacio Alvarez, John Rivera, or Mario Knapp?
Aragu.
Okay, thank you. So just a couple of more questions. So
okay,
now,
and this survey was a couple minutes, correct?
Yeah, just we're almost on. So
yeah, all right, sure.
We do appreciate your time. So now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz?
I don't know, neither.
Okay. Thank you. And as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Cordero Stutz? Well, neither.
Neither.
Okay. Thank you. And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that the President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
Unaware.
Thank you. So, just one of the last questions. You will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how would you vote. Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, and he's a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Cordero Stutz?
Neither.
Neither? Thank you. Okay. So you will now be given a couple of statements, and you can say if you're likely to agree with it. So one candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters say that Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports the President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade and is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and votes to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlins Park. Another candidate is Rosanna Cordero Stutz. Supporters say that Cordero Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Donald Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community and in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say that Rosanna Cordero Stutz has lived and voted Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela and Levin Cava. So, based on what you just heard, for whom would you vote, Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Cordero Stutz?
Sanchez.
Okay, thank you. And this is the last question, so you will now be given a few short demographic questions before we finish for the classification purposes only. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Conservative. Thank you. So just one more question. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I just have the Associate of Arts degree, 2-year college degree.
Okay, thank you so much. We do appreciate your time. That was the last question. We hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.